Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Ragacut rebuild for old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the DNB way, with resampling driving the whole workflow. Now, if that phrase sounds fancy, here's the simple version. We're not just dropping a vocal on top of drums and calling it a day. We're taking one vocal phrase, slicing it into playable pieces, performing it like an instrument, then resampling that performance so we can turn it into a proper hook, a response layer, and a gritty rave texture that sits inside a drum and bass arrangement. This is a powerful approach because DNB loves movement. It loves call and response. It loves tension, release, and quick payoff. A good Ragacut can carry the identity of a whole section with very little source material. One short phrase can become the hook, the percussion, the transition, and the atmosphere all at once. So let's get into the workflow. First, choose the right vocal source. You want something with attitude, something rhythmic, something that already has movement in the consonants. Short phrases work best. Shouts work great. Little crowd style calls, raga style words, anything with strong transient sounds like T, K, P, T, and R. Those sounds slice well, and they'll lock with your breakbeats more naturally. Bring the vocal into Ableton and set yourself up around 174 BPM if you're aiming for standard modern DNB. Warp the clip so it sits properly on the grid, but don't overpolish it yet. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro might be the best choice. If it's more chopped and rhythmic, beats can work really well. If you want a smeared, grainy, old sampling feel, texture can add character. One important teacher tip here: keep a copy of the raw vocal on a separate track. Call it originals, source, whatever makes sense to you. That way, if you destroy the resampled version later, you still have the clean source to go back to. Next, we slice the vocal into a playable instrument. Right-click the clip and use Slice to New MIDI Track. For Ragacuts, transient slicing is usually the most musical if the vocal has obvious attacks. If you want more controlled chopping, 1/8 or 1/16 can give you a tighter rhythmic layout. Ableton will turn the slices into a drum rack, which is perfect, because now you can treat the vocal like a drum kit. That's the mindset shift. We're not thinking this is a voice. We're thinking this is a rhythmic lead. You can rename pads if needed, but the main thing is to identify which slices are your anchor phrase, your response hit, your tail, your breath, your shout, and any little alternate bits. Now program a 1-bar or 2-bar pattern that feels like a drum groove. Don't fill every gap. In fact, the gaps are part of the vibe. Leave room for the snare to speak. Let the vocal answer the drums instead of stepping on them. That's where the old-school rave pressure starts to come alive. A chopped vocal landing offbeat against a breakbeat can feel huge without needing much else. Here's a useful way to think about it: the vocal should converse with the snare. If the snare hits hard on 2 and 4, maybe the vocal answers just after, or just before, or leaves a gap and comes back with a short phrase at the end of the bar. You can use repeated words as rhythmic punctuation. You can even make one slice act like a call and another like the response. Once the pattern feels good, process it with stock Ableton devices before you resample. This is where you shape the character. A good starting chain is EQ8, saturator, drum bus, auto filter, and maybe utility or echo depending on the vibe. Use EQ8 to high pass the vocal so it doesn't muddy the low end. Somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is often a good place to start. If the vocal is getting boxy, carve a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's poking too hard in the harsh zone, a small cut around 2.5 to 5kHz can help it sit. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. You want grit, not mush. Soft clip can be useful if the chop needs to feel a bit more aggressive. Drum bus can add extra attitude too, but be careful with the low-end controls. If the vocal gets cloudy, keep the boom section low or off. Auto filter is your movement tool. Use it to create sweeps. Pull the vocal darker for a breakdown, or open it up into the drop. Auto pan can also add motion, but keep it subtle if you want the groove to stay focused. Think small amounts, not giant stereo chaos. If you want that dubby rave shadow, add a light echo, filtered so the repeats don't take over. Short rhythmic delays can add space without washing out the lead phrase. The key is to make the chop feel exciting enough that you want to print it. And that brings us to the core move of this lesson: resampling. Create a new audio track. Set its input to resampling, arm it, and record your processed slice pattern. This is where the performance becomes audio. Don't just hit record and walk away. Actually play the effect chain. Move the filter cutoff. Push the saturation a little harder at phrase peaks. Mute and unmute slices. Let the pattern evolve slightly as it records. Do at least 2 passes. One can be cleaner, tighter, and more readable. The other can be heavier, darker, more distorted, maybe even a little more unstable. Those two passes give you options later. One can become the main hook, and the other can become the grit layer or the transition layer. After recording, go into the resampled clip and tighten it up. Consolidate the strongest bars. Trim the weak bits. Add fade so the slice boundaries don't click. If needed, warp the resampled audio again, but only to improve feel, not to overcorrect the life out of it. Now comes the rebuild. Take that resampled audio and treat it like a brand new source. Duplicate it if needed, and create lanes for the main hook, the response layer, the degraded fill layer, and the transition layer. You're not just making one loop anymore. You're building a small vocal system. Slice the resampled audio again if necessary, and replace the best hits on the grid. This is where you can create a more advanced call and response. Maybe the first bar is the main phrase, the second bar is the answer, and the last half bar is a chopped fill or a reverse tail leading back into the drums. A great rule here is to keep one anchor phrase recognizable. If you overslice everything, the vocal loses its identity. Raga cuts work because there's still a human signature in there. You want enough chopping to make it rhythmic, but not so much that it becomes random texture. If the rebuilt vocal needs extra grime, try a subtle grain delay on a duplicate or a lightly crushed resample layer underneath. You don't need much, just enough to give it that dusty rave smear. A tiny bit of pitch variation between layers can also add tension without turning the whole thing into a chorus effect. Now let's lock it to the drums and bass. Build the DNB foundation underneath, a break or layered break, a sub, a mid-bass or res, and the vocal hook sitting on top. This is where arrangement awareness matters. If a vocal chop lands right on the snare, decide whether that's a feature or a problem. If it's a feature, commit to it. If it's fighting the snare, move it slightly earlier or later until it feels locked in. Keep your sub clean. The vocal should not live in the low end. Use utility or EQ to make sure the bass stays solid and mono-friendly below about 100 to 120 Hz. If the vocal and the res are crowding each other, carve a bit of space in the vocal around 1 to 3 kHz or adjust the bass instead. Always check the vocal against the snare and kick on their own. If it works stripped back, it'll usually work in the full mix. For the arrangement, think in sections. A simple 32-bar layout can work really well. Maybe the first 8 bars are a filtered intro with vocal fragments and a teasing break. Bars 9 to 16 bring in the full drop statement with the vocal hook. Bars 17 to 24 introduce a variation, maybe a gap, a fill, or a bass switch. Bars 25 to 32 can bring in a denser version or a more aggressive call and response climax. That kind of structure keeps the listener engaged without cluttering the mix. In old-school rave pressure, repetition is part of the power, but repetition only works when you change one thing at the right moment. You don't need non-stop variation. You need controlled contrast. Use automation to help with that. Open the filter across 8 bars. Add reverb or delay only on the ends of phrases. Use a reverse hit or a pre-drop tail to pull the ear into the next section. And if you want a big impact, sometimes the best move is to create a tiny vacuum before the drop. One beat of silence or a stripped-down moment can make the return hit much harder. Now let's talk about polish. On the vocal bus, use EQA to clean up any leftover rumble and harshness. Add gentle compression if the layer needs glue. Use utility if the width feels too wide. If you want extra controlled grit, saturator or roar can give you more density. But keep asking yourself, does this make the vocal clearer in the mix, or just more processed? If it feels too flat, you can always print another pass with more aggression. If it feels too edgy, back off some of the upper mids, shorten the reverb, or simplify the delay. Mono, check the vocal and bass regularly. DNB can sound huge in stereo, but it still needs to hit hard in mono. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overslice the vocal until it loses identity. Don't let it fight the snare and bass. Don't resample too early before the idea is actually working. Don't drown the main hook in reverb. Don't ignore low mid buildup. And don't make everything wide just because it sounds exciting in solo. The hook needs focus. The width should be used with intention. A few pro moves can really elevate this workflow. Try a clean resample, a saturated resample, and a crushed resample, then blend them instead of destroying one take. Use the vocal as part of a call and response with the bass. Let the vocal hit, then let the re-sensor. Use velocity differences in the MIDI slices so repeated hits don't feel copy-pasted. And don't be afraid of silence. In rave-driven DNB, a gap can hit harder than constant movement. If you want to go further, There are some great variations to explore. You can build a two-character conversation using one dry vocal and one darker processed version of the same phrase. You can duplicate the resampled hook and shift one layer slightly up and another slightly down for tension. You can reprogram the vocal to accent ghost notes in the break for more jungle energy. You can make a half-bar switch version that only appears every second bar. Or you can reverse a tiny tail and use it as a pickup into the next hit. The big idea is simple. The vocal is not just a lyric. It's a rhythmic lead, a pressure tool, a hook engine. If you treat it that way, resampling becomes your best friend because it lets you commit to the performance and turn it into a custom DNB weapon.